The Lord Jesus said, "Come, it is time to go." It is now the next night, and again we went back into hell. We entered into a large area, as I spoke about earlier, and far as I could see, were more activities in this part of hell, different types of torment and much evil, and they were like flash yellow fires here and there, and there was a smell, my friends, mixed with sulfur and dung, and an odor so horrible that I could hardly breathe, and I could hear again the cries of the dead. Many evil forms and spirits hurried here and there, and all kinds of evil works seemed to go from this spot. There were many places of tormenting of souls in this area. Jesus said that this was 3 miles around. And Jesus said, "Look up." And then the belly of hell seemed to go in a circle up. And Jesus said there were 17 miles high, these jail cell was, above the belly of hell. There were jail cells embedded into the walls in the dirt of hell. Jesus said Satan is a tormentor and deceiver of souls. There are groups of demonic powers here that go up on the earth at times to hurt and afflict others. It looked like some kind of horror movie. Screams and cries and weeping and gnashing of teeth could be heard all over. Cries of regret, no hope. All love had departed, knowing that their destiny was the lake of fire. Oh, my God, how awful to be lost in hell. I looked at the ground. It was light brown in color, and there was no life or grass. All was dead-looking, and for some reason I knew a lake of fire flowed through here at times. Some places were damp and very dry with an awful odor of dung. A moldy smell filled the hot air. Satan, Jesus said, uses many devices to deceive people and lead them into hell. He said, "Come, I want to show you the torment of souls and more tricks of the devil." We walked a few feet past more evil beings, and ahead was a large black object that seemed to move up and down. Jesus said, "This is the heart of hell." People, what I'm about to tell you is real. And believe me, it is in the center of the earth today, as you hear this testimony of hell. As I watched, this large black object moved up and down, and a foul odor filled the air even stronger. There were things that looked like horns, that looked like snake skin on the outside of it, that seemed to come out and go up through the earth. I knew that in hell, they were visible to me, but above the earth, they were invisible. And Jesus said these was the horns that Daniel saw. It comes out of hell and is spewed upon the earth. This thing was alive, and its color was the blackest of blacks. We walked on past the heart of hell, and Jesus and I began to go up on the ledges where the jail cells was in the center of hell. And again Jesus said, "These are 17 miles high." As far as I could see up, were rows and rows of jail cells with a dirt ledge in front of them. And these jail cells were black, black bars, and there was a place for a lock. And every 25 feet was a large demon with a set of keys in his hand. And as I looked up, I wondered how we were going to get up there. And immediately, Jesus' power translated us up there. Jesus said, "These things are faithful and true. Never before have I revealed them so clearly in detail to the people of the world. Death and hell one day will be cast into the lake of fire. Until then, my daughter, these cells will be here, full of souls with torment, suffering, and in great pain." Jesus said, "Remember, I will save you from this place. This is why I came to the earth, to give my life for you. I gave my life to stop you from coming here. I knew all these horrors were here. I am the Son of God," Jesus said. "My Father's mercy is real. He will forgive you. Call to Him in my name today." And Jesus said, "I will wash away all your sins and keep you from all evil." Jesus said, "The people must know that Jesus' love is real, that He loves them so much, that He gave His life upon a cross upon Calvary. that his shedding of his blood could save us from this horrible place. If we would sincerely repent unto the Lord Jesus Christ and confess our sins unto him, he would be faithful and just and wash away all our sins and make us a new creature in him.